Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Let's talk a little bit more about coffee, because I can't get enough coffee in my life, Steve.
Yeah.
And my favorite is, of course, people know, I talk about it all the time, Double Shot Coffee at 17th and Boulder. And I don't know if I've ever told why I love it so much or how I got to this point. It started when I used to do a Saturday show with my friend Jessica Dyer, and we had various business owners from all over town on.
Right.
And that was the first time I met Brian Franklin. I had never had his coffee before, so he brought in a box of coffee. And we had some as we were doing the show, and I thought, this is literally the best cup of coffee I've ever had.
It is good.
And it just so happened to be a couple of days before I was having my first date with Tessa. So this is like 4 years ago. And so I was like, ooh, we're going to go there for sure. So it's just a cool place. It means a lot to me. And I love the atmosphere there. Their location is that old 1800s barn from Indiana that they disassembled, moved to Tulsa, and put it back up and turn it into a coffee shop.
Which I didn't know until, I think, was it this week that you told me that?
Maybe,
and
I don't know.
I was stunned. I had no idea.
And I was glad to see Brian today, the owner, Brian Franklin, because I've been dying to tell him about this show called Restoration Road, where they do just what he did, which is finding these old barns that are going to fall down if they're neglected. They move them and make them into things. So also, recommendation for a weekend watch.
Yeah.
Restoration Road. It's on Discovery Plus.
But it's got an all new interior, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside it looks like a barn, but with really great, reflective glass. It's pretty. So the big news out of there today was that Brian and Double Shot, they've purchased their own farm to start growing coffee in Nicaragua. The farm is called Dos Manzanas, which translates to two apples. He was telling the story that there, they kind of use that phrase to measure land. It's about like an acre, he said. So it's a 2-acre farm, but they call it Manzanas there. He said it's a perfect tie-in for the logo, because they already have the two as their logo.
Right.
So they can make that work, and it's 2 acres, so perfect tie-in here. And I can't explain it as well as he does, so we'll just let him do it, why he goes around the world to the specific farms that they get their coffee from, and what he thinks having his own will do. Here's Brian.
One of the reasons I started traveling to coffee farms originally was to learn about the agriculture and the picking and the processing of coffee, so that I could understand what creates certain flavors in coffees, and then understand how to manipulate coffee at farms to get the flavors that I wanted to come out when I roasted the coffee. So now, having complete control over that process and the varieties that we planted and the whole thing, it's like, you know, we can have very customized coffee to the Double Shot.
And something he told me is probably, again, I should have asked him to explain this, because me trying to put it into words, not as good as him. But he said his farm will produce mostly, what they'll do with it anyway, is have a lot of natural coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning probably what you're used to. In fact, the bag of beans I bought you today,
yeah,
that's called a washed variety, where they literally wash it before it's roasted at some point along the way.
Huh.
And it gives it a specific flavor. A natural coffee is not washed and therefore has a completely different flavor profile. It's usually fruitier and it's different. I will say I'm not a fan of all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good. And so he's going to be doing more of those. Let's go back to the farm though. It's so cool that a guy who just, like I said, years ago, he didn't like coffee, but he wanted a way to wake up in the morning. So he decided, I'm going to find a way to get good coffee, and then it turned into this amazing business in town.
All I know is that it is powerful coffee.
It's really potent.
You'll be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. So he was telling me about this place in Nicaragua. He's also going to be part owner in two other farms. One of them is right adjacent to his. They're very remote, as you can imagine.
The road doesn't even go all the way to the farm. So we had to, and there was, the roads were washed out. When we got there, we had to park and hike about a mile to Finca Massif. And then there was not even a trail to my farm. So we just had to kind of trudge through the mud to get there. But the other farm is in Nueva Segovia, which is in the north part of the country. And it's also part of Finca Massif. And it's a higher elevation farm. Coffee should be really great there.
And I didn't realize how long this takes. He says they're planting coffee now, and we'll get to taste it in about 3 years. So it'll be a little while. I guess it's got to grow up and then you get the once a year crop. So if you're a fan of coffee and you haven't been to Double Shot, I'm not affiliated in any way with Brian. I just am a customer who's really happy about it.
Yeah.
So I love to see the good news that they're doing so well that he's buying his own coffee farm now.
Well, I just know he is not going to be daunted by anything. I mean, this is when he started out, you were telling me he had no electricity at his house. He like actually lived at the coffee shop, which was over there on Boston, 18th and Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's definitely dedicated. That is for sure.
Triathlons, right?
That's what started it. He was a personal trainer and up early. So he was like, man, coffee stinks. I got to find a way to make it better.
Yeah.
Last thing on that too, for the future, because some people thought his news today would be an expansion, like a new location or something. It's not that. But I said, what else is coming for you guys? And something he told me about a couple of years ago, still in the works. They're literally working to manufacture coffee making equipment of their own.
Wow.
Not just throwing their name on something that, you know, already exists. They're working with people to build things. One of them specific, I don't know if he wants me to say, so I'm not going to, but coffee making equipment. We'll just say that.
So as we like to say in radio, stay tuned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.